And joining us now in Studio S is Dr. Thomas Glassmacher, the project manager for the Facility for Rare Isotope Beams. Welcome to you as well.
Good morning.
What was your response when you heard of the $55 million for FRIB making it into the budget?
Well, we were very grateful because the $55 million and the appropriation in itself and the inclusion of FRIB indicates the continued congressional support that the project enjoys, both in the House and in the Senate and all over Michigan.
Did you ever have serious doubts that it may not be included?
Well, this has been a five-year process so far, so there have been moments of doubt, but we kept the goal in mind, and as we went towards this appropriation, the signs were stronger and stronger that it would be included.
Now, does this $55 million, is that earmarked to a particular part of the project?
Well, there is. It's not earmarked to a particular part, but it's earmarked to delivering the project baseline. That's the integration of cost, scope, and schedule. We have agreed with the Energy Department what we're going to do when, and we laid out a schedule that goes to 2022, and as part of that, next in this fiscal year, FY14, we will spend $55 million from DOE and $10 from the community. And it includes construction and the completion of technical design.
Now, as I think you heard in the interview with Senator Levin, 20 years or so ago, Congress canceled funding on a similarly expensive project in Texas. Do you worry about that scenario still unfolding?
I don't worry about this because this was a very different time. At that time, the cost of the project kept on escalating. It's the project's job to not exceed the cost, to deliver the scope for the price on the schedule. That didn't happen in Texas. So it's really on us to avoid this. It's on us to deliver for the cost. And we have a great team. We will deliver for the cost we agreed to.
And Senator Levin, I think, described it as almost impossible that the funding would be in jeopardy at this point on.
I agree with that, as long as we execute well, and we will.
Give us an update, if you will, on the major construction elements that are already finished and what's underway now.
So we have civil construction starting in early spring. The fact that the country will work on an appropriation and no longer a continuing resolution allows new projects to start. During the last year, we were unable to start civil construction because that's not allowed under continuing resolutions. So we're getting ready to start early spring. And then in the fall, we will start technical construction. Currently, our civil design is finished and our technical design is about 60-65% done. We'll substantially finish that by the summer, have it reviewed, and then in parallel we will do civil construction on the outside, technical construction on the inside. Civil construction takes about 2.5 years till fall of 2016, at which time we will start to install the technical equipment and then manage to an early completion in December 2020.
It's not hard to understand what technical construction is. Is civil construction everything else?
Well, civil is the building. And technical is the accelerator.
Okay.
So we'll start civil in the spring and technical in the fall.
How is the effort to attract international talent to work on the FRIB coming along? Is that underway?
So we have hired about 120 people. We have hired folks from all over the country and some folks from Asia, some folks from Europe. It's underway. We have a team ready to go. We took the last 4 years to refine our design, to build our team, and to train up for the marathon that just began.
I'm curious if you would remind us of the, let's back up a little bit, remind our listeners of the practical applications of the FRIB and what that will be about.
Sure. So FRIB will accelerate any element between hydrogen and uranium to half the speed of light. Scientists will be enabled to make discoveries with rare isotopes, and some of these rare isotopes can be used for medicine, for example, for cancer treatment or for imaging. Some can be used for national security, some can be used for biology, so there'll be a lot of different applications. FRIB's role is to facilitate the discovery made by subject matter experts that work in medicine or nuclear science or astrophysics or biology. And that's what National User Facilities for the Office of Science do in the Department of Energy. You provide a state-of-the-art tool, and folks from all over the country come do peer-reviewed experiments, publish their findings, and increase human knowledge that benefits mankind.
Will you be, you are literally creating new elements?
We're creating new isotopes of the same elements. So we're taking a beam like uranium and we break it into pieces, and the elements with a defined number of protons that come out will have numbers of neutrons which are not currently found on Earth. They used to be here. They have all since decayed. They're still made in stars, but for fractions of a second, we can recreate them, and then folks can study them.
How many of the staff that you are lining up from around the country and around the world, how many of them are many of them in East Lansing now?
They're all, well, not all. I mean, 98% of them are in East Lansing. They live here. They moved to this community. We attracted them to mid-Michigan. And the beautiful thing is, you know, it's hard to get folks from California and the East Coast to move to mid-Michigan. But we learned once we bring them here, they like it. And they find all the amenities they're used to from where they come from. But a much easier way of living. No traffic jams, a little bit less stress, and it's just nice and easy. And so we learned we need to bring them here, and we need to bring their families here, and they need to visualize themselves doing well in Lansing and East Lansing, and they do.
It's interesting to look at the two applications that you focus on when we talk about FRIB, medical on one and security on the other. Is there anything else in there where there is a potential payoff?
Sure. There is biology, there is rare studies, there is material science. It's a tool we're building, and you know, working with the engineering, the College of Engineering at MSU, we're working with other universities. So we have a user group of over 1,500 scientists who now, 8 years before FRIB is done, have committed to doing science at FRIB and making discoveries. And just as we build FRIB up, we need to cultivate the user community and educate the, you know, the users, the scientists, about the possibilities at FRIB. So when FRIB turns on, they're going to come and make world-class discoveries.
How jealous are your other colleagues who are not working on FRIB?
I don't really know. I think.
Do you detect any?
Well, the thing to keep in mind, the nuclear science community has wanted an FRIB for 25 years. I think everybody is happy that it's finally, you know, on a path, on a defined path to be completed.
The larger nuclear science
community.
That's right.
The nation.
Country.
Yeah. We make 5-year plans with 10-year perspectives, and FRIB was the highest priority for new construction. And so this is not just some MSU thing. This is not just some state thing. This is really what the nuclear scientists in the country wants, and it's our job to fulfill their aspirations.
Will this trigger the creation of, or has this already triggered the creation of other mid-Michigan businesses that are somehow connected to?
So it's a little early. We're talking with LEAP, we're talking with the Chamber of Commerce, but if you look at other towns, and one of them is in Newport News, Virginia, Jefferson Lab was built 25 years ago. And that town, I remember just a Waffle House there and a cornfield, but that town has transformed itself. And so we're working with those regional entities, you know, to have some of that same impact in Lansing here.
What about funding over the longer haul, the really longer haul? I can understand why you may not be too concerned about that, because it's a step-by-step process. But over the longer haul, will FRIB require significant infusions of capital?
So the FRIB project establishes the facility. That funding path is laid out. But after that, it takes about 10% of the construction cost. That's a rule of thumb to operate these national user facilities. So with a total project cost of $730 million for FRIB, so we're going to get $70 to $80 million per year from the Energy Department for the next 20 or so years after FRIB is finished in 2020. So that gets us into 2040. And the other thing I want to say, for the FRIB construction, over 60% of that is spent in Michigan, over 90% right now, over 95% in this country. So it has a direct impact on the local economy.
Very interesting. We want to thank Dr. Thomas Glassmacher, Project Manager for the Facility for Rare Isotope Beams here at Michigan State University. Nice to see you. Good luck.
Thank you.